Electromatic radio.
Jeez, I can't believe I'm out here in this. I'm freezing my keister off, kid.
Oh, you big infant, it's not that cold.
Look at this. I can't blink because my eyeballs are frosted up.
It's good to get out of the station once in a while, Gray.
Oh, and this weird remote transmitter you patched together weighs a ton.
What are you complaining about? You're just carrying the car batteries. I'm the one with the mask strapped to his back.
Are we on the air?
Hold on, let me check. Yes.
All right, hi folks, Gray Grimwald here at the Drakesville, what is this?
The 67th Annual Drakesville Winter Sports Festival.
The Drakesville 67th Annual Winter Sports Festival. Jeez, I can't feel my freaking lips anymore. I'm getting frostbite on my frostbite.
Oh, look, a concession stand. Let's get a concession, Gray.
Yeah, actually, a nice cup of Joe really would hit the spot.
A cup of what?
Coffee.
I thought you said Joe.
I did say Joe.
But you said
Just drop it.
But...
Oh, is that you, Sonny?
Oh, hi, Evelyn. So you're running the concession stand this year?
That's right, Sonny. Haven't seen you down at the Sack and Carry lately.
That's because I don't work there anymore, Evelyn. I've been working over at Electromatic Radio on 5th.
That sounds nice. When did you start doing that?
About 6 years ago.
And how's your Aunt Velda?
She's, dead.
That's nice. When did she start doing that?
About 10 years ago. As a matter of fact, you were at her funeral.
That's wonderful. Tell her I said hello the next time you see her.
I will. Say, Evelyn, do you think you could hook me up with a nice cup of hot chocolate?
Sorry, Sonny, no hot chocolate.
None? Well, what do you got?
Due to a fundraising shortfall, all we have this year is snow.
Snow?
Is it some kind of special snow?
Not really, but I have shaped it into the form of concession stand favorites. See? Here's a snow hot dog, and some snow popcorn, and over here we have some snow nachos with snow jalapenos.
How about snow cones?
What's a snow cone?
So no coffee, then.
Actually, yes. Here's a nice snow cup filled to the brim with snow coffee. Do you want it black or with snow non-dairy creamer?
Just forget it. Look, couldn't you at least just melt some snow and get me a cup of hot water?
Melt the snow? What are you talking about? It wouldn't look like anything if I melted it.
Don't worry about it, Evelyn. Here, give me some of those snow nachos and a box of snow raisinettes.
Here you go, Matt. That'll be, $16.59.
It's a little steep, isn't it?
Well, inflation, you know, and there's a cost of maintaining the stand.
Yeah,
and,
I see. I'm a little short. Hey, Gray, could you spot me this time? I'll pay you back on Friday.
Oh, gee, sorry, kid. I left my snow wallet on my snow dresser.
Oh, wait, I know. All right. There. Here you go, Evelyn.
What's this?
A snow 20.
What the hell am I supposed to do with this? This isn't legal tender.
But I...
How dare you try and cheat an old lady? You just wait. Police!
Beat it, Gray. Let's get out of here.
Please! Please!
Crazy
please,
old bat.
I should have known she would have spotted that snow
please,
20 was a counterfeit.
They were flying, and the people, they were laughing and chanting, the molecules, the bejongles and the melody.
Jose! 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 Jose!
He was the most blue-river man, fire on his hat back from Japan. All the peeps who meet to greet the trees of chopper words.
so I decided to kick at you.
When they're there before you.
Hi, folks. Matt Appleyard reporting from Mount Pointy here in Drakesville, where this year's Drakesville Winter Carnival Freestyle Ski Competition is about to begin. The crowd is tense with anticipation as our contestants line up at the gate. I'm going to try and get a few words from our first contestant before we start. His name is Sven Handelman. Sven! Hi, Matt Appleyard of Electromatic Radio.
Oh, hello, Matt.
So what exactly, Sven, are we going to see here?
Well, about 120 feet down the in-run, I'm going to wrench my left leg, collapse onto my side, go hurtling out of control at about 60 miles an hour off the jump, tumble down the landing hill, and then plummet screaming over that cliff over there to the right. Do you see it?
Yeah, I see it.
After free-falling for about 167 feet, I plan to fall headfirst onto some rocks, which will probably kill me just about instantly.
Sounds very exciting. I and I'm sure our listeners wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you, Matt.
Well, there he goes, Sven Handelman, 26-year-old ski champ, born and raised right here in Drakesville, three-time winner of the Drakesville Ski and Snow Scuba Competition. He's at the top of the in-run now. He's getting ready, testing his skis. And there's the bell, and here he comes! He's showing terrific control down the in-run, and his left leg gives out. Beautifully done. He goes sprawling onto his side, a blur of tumbling purple rayon, snow, and skis. One boot has come flying off. It's absolutely marvelous. And he's cleared the jump. Just look at that. What a sight. Sven is soaring through the air like a great purple cannonball. No, like a cross between a cannonball and a huge wounded purple eagle. I'll be amazed if he doesn't get mad points for style here. He's coming down fast, and he splashes into the landing hill. A huge cloud of snow rises into the air. And here comes Sven hurtling out of it down the hill. He's picking up speed fast. He's approaching the cliff. And he clears it. What artistry! Sven is plummeting through space, screaming in pure unbridled terror at his own imminent demise. His broken and mangled limbs flailing wildly in the rushing wind. It's a wonderful sight to behold, folks. And here comes the rocks! Oh, a veritable geyser of blood as his body disintegrates against the chunks of marble, granite, pumice, probably some quartzite. The crowd goes wild. And here come the scores. The judges aren't even waiting. So beautiful was Sven Handelman's performance today. 4.0, 3.8, 4.0, 3.7. This kind of performance is going to be very hard to top. But here's one man who is willing to try. Bo Swirling, 31 years old, again from Drakesville. If I recall, you won last year's skeet polo competition at the Drakesville Summer Games, right?
That's right.
A little closer to the mic, please.
That's right, Matt.
I'm sure you're feeling a little anxious considering the high marks that Sven just received. Tough act to follow?
Maybe, but in the end, I think the months of practice I put into this are going to see me through this one.
So what are we going to see here, Bo?
Well, I'm not even going to make it all the way to the jump. I'm going to fall completely off the end run, shattering both legs, roll end over end for about 100 feet, and plow right into a tree, which should kill me.
Sounds terrific, Bo. Good luck.
Thanks, Matt.
Well, folks, Bo Swirling is now at the top of the end run. He's testing his skis, looks confident, and there's the bell. He's off like a shot. He's coming down the end run, and what's this? Something has gone terribly wrong. He's coming all the way down the end run to the jump. He's off the jump. He's in the air now. He's performing all kinds of elaborate twists and multiple flips. The crowd is not happy. Bo has now touched down on the landing hill in a telemark landing style. The crowd is outraged. Just listen to those catcalls. I'm just now getting word from the judges. Bo Swirling is being disqualified. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a dark day for freestyle skiing. Here comes my co-anchor, Greg Rimwald. I'm going to get his impressions of this truly tragic display.
Hey, kid, I found some coffee. Are we on the air yet?
Temptation strong, but I think it can be nothing but a daze. I know you won't give in to me, but I'll always hope to see. Would you want and would you plead? Would you hate to start with greed? I will never, I will never, I will never. I don't wait too long, cause it won't be on the cutting board again. And temptation's strong, but I think it can be overcome. In time, we'll have a better wall of change. I always knew this will be on its way. So do you think it'll be the one you choose any day? I don't know if it'll be the right way, you say. It's alright, we just might make this awesome world. Nothing but a daze. I know you won't give in to me, but I'll always wait to see. Would you want and would you plead? Would you hate to start with greed? I will never, I will never.
This is not a wind-up, and this is not a countdown, and this feels like forever, but this is not a time machine, so here's to waking up on Sunday morning. Dig your head out of the ground. And I used to feel like
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, we're here at the 67th Annual Drakesville Winter Sports Festival, waiting for the start of this year's big event, something of a Drakesville specialty.
Oh, what would that be? Tobacco spitting? Grease pig wrestling? Grease tobacco pig spitting?
No, it's avalanche surfing.
What?
Avalanche surfing. I can't believe you've been living here for 7 months and you haven't heard about this. It's on all the signs. Drakesville, avalanche surfing capital of the world. We used to be the conduit capital of the world, but Plunkettberg stole the title from us in a poker game. And we'll get you yet, Plunkettberg.
So what is it?
What do you mean, what is it? It's exactly what it's called. Avalanche surfing.
But
look, right up there in front of us. See, midway up the mountain? Those people in the yellow Lycra jumpsuit standing on snowboards?
Yeah?
Well, when the avalanche is triggered...
Okay, stop right there. You see, that's where the little warning bell goes off in my head. You know, right when you start saying stuff like, when the avalanche is triggered...
It's nothing to get nervous about, Gray. So, when the avalanche is triggered, those people will ride it down the side of the mountain. It's very exciting, very James Bondian.
I think I'm gonna call it a day and head back to the truck.
What's wrong? You're gonna miss this?
Listen, kid, that avalanche is gonna come straight down the side of that mountain at 70 miles an hour, and we're gonna get buried under a ton of snow and die.
Nonsense, you worry too much.
Just the same, I'm gonna get out of here, and if you had any sense left, you would too.
Great, look, if avalanche surfing were so dangerous, would we hold this event every year?
Well, I...
We certainly wouldn't be so proud of it to call ourselves the avalanche surfing capital of the world, would we?
No,
and if
but...
there were any danger of us being buried under a ton of snow, would the event planners just allow us to stand here in the path of the avalanche?
Yeah, that would be pretty crazy.
Very crazy. Now wait, you can't miss this. It's great. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that shot marked the start of the avalanche surfing competition and should have been enough to trigger the avalanche itself. If not, dynamite charges have been...
Gee.
Yes, the avalanche has begun, and here they come, ladies and gentlemen. 25 contestants. They're jumping into that swirling white maelstrom. And yes, I think... Yes, from what I can make out through my binoculars, it's number 17, Eileen Avenhurst, in the lead, showing excellent form as she bravely tries to maintain her balance. And close behind comes number 5, Dick Correll, gaining fast.
This is nuts!
Now, looks like Eileen has, vanished into the avalanche.
Matt!
I can't quite make out any of the contestants now. There's just too much damn snow.
Matt!
Looks like some loose trees flying around in there.
Matt, run for it!
What?
I said run for it, you idiot!
I can't hear you! The avalanche is too noisy!
I said you're an idiot!
Hey, what do you know?
What?
You were right after all! We should have gotten out of here!
If we make it out of this alive, remind me to kill you!
What?
Ah!
Electromatic Radio is an Aaron Nethery production. Please visit electromatic.blogspot.com for playlists. Thank you for listening.